In a move that surprised many, Santa Barbara County officials have struck down a controversial and long-planned update to the county's winery ordinance. In a 4-1 vote, the Board of Supervisors rejected the adoption of new rules governing the area's wine country. During a 3-hour hearing held Tuesday in Santa Maria, about 50 people from the wine industry spoke against the update. Daniel Clemen is Santa Barbara County's Deputy Director of Long-Range Planning. He said his department has been working on the amendments for 5 years, trying to balance the needs of wineries and vintners with those of nearby residents and other land uses.
So on the one hand, we were experiencing some complaints from people who lived within proximity to the wineries who are getting upset by the activities that are going on at the wineries, and more specifically, the types of temporary events that occur out there, such as weddings and wine industry events.
Many objected to increased traffic over the years, but the county also got plenty of complaints from vintners.
Particularly people who have gone through the permit process under the existing ordinance regulations. And they were saying, hey, there's not enough specificity or guidance in these regulations. A number of them had been appealed by their neighbors, and which is takes a lot of time to resolve, and it can be expensive.
The sole vote in favor of changing the existing winery ordinance came from 3rd District Supervisor Doreen Farr. Farr's district encompasses the vast majority of Santa Barbara County wineries and the Santa Ynez Valley. Farr told KCBX Tuesday evening that she had initially brought up the need for winery ordinance reform 5 years ago, and the board at that time unanimously agreed that there were many issues that needed to be addressed.
It's unfortunate that we got all the way to the end and spent over $500,000 and thought we had come up with a plan that was a good compromise between the needs of the industry and the needs of the community.
Clemen confirmed that the entire process of developing the amendment package has cost the county over $500,000 since 2011, and county staff held scores of community meetings with various stakeholders. Before coming before the Board of Supervisors, the changes were approved by the county's Planning Commission and vetted through an environmental review process. However, county officials voted this week to take no actions on the amendment package, and Santa Barbara County's existing winery ordinance remains in effect. KCBX, Greta Mart.